Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program on this 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Hope you are doing well today, and wow, do we have a jam-packed show for you, and we're going to get to 9/11 in just a little while, as memorial services are happening in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, also New York City and the Pentagon. President Biden is somewhere in Alaska right now, hanging out with penguins. So we will get to that. We're going to be speaking to a journalist who was actually there in Lower Manhattan when the planes flew into the buildings. And we're going to be talking to our good friend Robin Poffman just a little bit later. I was watching a documentary last night, and Robin's voice is the first voice you hear alerting the nation to what happened on that day. It's a really a fascinating story, and I'm looking forward to talking to Robin a little bit later. Also, Governor Mike Huckabee is here. And we're also going to be talking to a New Mexico state representative this hour, a guy by the name of John Block, who is trying to impeach the governor over a crazy gun grab that happened over the weekend. And that is our starting point here. And ladies and gentlemen, what's happening in New Mexico, what's happening under the thumb of Democrat rule in New Mexico, should alarm every single freedom-loving American in this country, because this is not about New Mexico. This is all about a test. Nothing, when it comes to the Democrats, nothing happens in a vacuum. So we saw this in the aftermath of the China virus, where you had so many of our fellow countrymen that were buying into what the left was selling us. And so many of our fellow citizens were just willing to surrender their civil liberties. You had health department officials. You had the Fuhrer Fauci coming out. And you had the chick in the scarf coming out and telling us that if we didn't stop going to church, if we didn't shut down our businesses, if we didn't pull the kids out of school, that it would be the end of humanity. And everybody believed it. You had people coming out and saying, we have to shut down your church house or else you're going to die. And people said in the church, including a lot of conservatives, said, here are the keys to the church house. You let us know when we can go back to worshiping. We're going to put our Christianity on hold for the sake of the country. And people bought into it, and they did it. It's just jaw-dropping. You know, I've got the new book coming out in March, and I write extensively about the danger of the China virus, and it had nothing to do with the sniffles. It had everything to do with surrendering our constitutional rights. And so here we are in New Mexico, and what's happening in New Mexico is a trial run for the rest of the country. And you mark my words, if the governor of New Mexico is able to get away with this, you better believe that other Democrats are going to try this in other states. It's actually, we had a form of this happen in Tennessee, and our governor is not even a Democrat. Well, at least not publicly. Our governor's a Republican. And thank goodness for all of the gun-toting, Bible-clinging Republicans that are actual conservatives in this state, because they stood up and they stopped the governor from implementing what would have been a gun grab disguised as a red flag law. But over the weekend, Governor Michelle Grisham of New Mexico had this to say, cut number five.
You took an oath to the Constitution. Isn't it unconstitutional to say you cannot exercise your carrying license?
With one exception, and that is if there's an emergency, and I've declared an emergency for a temporary amount of time, I can invoke additional powers. No constitutional right, in my view, including my oath, is intended to be absolute. There are restrictions on free speech. There are restrictions on my freedoms. In this emergency, this 11-year-old and all these parents who have lost all these children, they deserve my attention to have the debate about whether or not, in an emergency, we can create a safer environment. Because what about their constitutional rights? I took an oath to uphold those too. And if we ignore this growing problem without being bold, I've said to every other New Mexican, your rights are subrogated to theirs. And they are not, in my view.
So the governor was also asked, and we'll pull this audio before the end of the show today. The governor was also asked, well, wait a second, do you have a right to suspend the Constitution? And the governor turns right back around and says that our constitutional rights are not absolute. In other words, we do not have freedom of speech. We do not have freedom of religion. We do not have freedom of assembly in the mind of this governor. So she believes that all she has to do is declare a health emergency, and then all of a sudden she can suspend our constitutional rights. This is a very, very dangerous position for this nation to be in. Now, the governor has officially, and when you do a deep dive into this, she is banning law-abiding gun owners from open carry and concealed carry in the state of New Mexico for the next 30 days. And then she will reevaluate. But I'm telling you, if there is no pushback, then this will become the law of the land. Now, you've got a couple of lawmakers, and we're going to have one of them on here momentarily to talk about the effort to impeach. I believe one national firearm group has already filed a lawsuit. And by the way, it was not the NRA. I guess maybe that they were at one of their lavish resorts or something. Maybe word will get to them and they'll weigh in on this. But this is a very dangerous situation for the nation to be in, and especially the people of New Mexico to be in, because as it now stands, the only people with guns would in fact be the bad guys. Do you really think that the bad guys in New Mexico will be turning over their weapons? I don't think so. I don't think so. But the governor now says none of our constitutional rights, none of our constitutional rights are intended to be absolute. So that tells me that she believes she has the power to step in and suspend freedom of religion and freedom of assembly and buckle up for this one, Anderson Cooper, freedom of the press. I mean, at what point do you say do you tell the governor, well, yes, you have the right to strip away some of our constitutional rights, but not all of our. No. If what she says is true, that she has the right to suspend our constitutional rights, then she's got the right to do all of it. Suspend all of the rights, including yours, Anderson Cooper and little Jimmy Acosta. No more CNN in New Mexico if the governor decides that's the course she wants to take. Now, what I find interesting about all of this, and you have to do a little deep dive into history. If you ask the average student of history, the average student, let's just go to your local high school and ask, get all the high school kids, do they still teach American government in public schools? So get those kids together and say, all right, here's a question, kids. And if you can answer this question, you get an A for the rest of the year. How did the Revolutionary War start? How did the Revolutionary War start? And why? And I would be willing to wager one of those delicious new pimento cheese, honey, Chick-fil-A sandwiches. I would be willing to wager, I'll throw in some waffle fries and a delicious peach milkshake. I'm going to get you the supersized Chick-fil-A combo. I would be willing to bet you nobody in that class would be able to answer that question. But if you are homeschooling your kids right now, ladies and gentlemen, gather your kids around the radio because I'm going to give them the answer to that question. Because you see, this is not the first time that a government tries to confiscate weapons of law-abiding citizens. It also happened in April of 1775. And that's the day the British dispatched 700 redcoats to Lexington, Massachusetts. And why did they do that? Those soldiers were under orders to confiscate all of the guns and all of the ammo. And the good people of Lexington said, no way, Jose. Not going to happen. And what happened next became the shot heard around the world. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, the American Revolution, it actually began over a government-mandated gun grab. We literally created a nation on this idea that we, the people, should have the right to arm ourselves. And I'm telling you, and Governor Grisham can take this however she wants to take it, but I'm telling you, she would be very, very well to remember that, because she is treading on dangerous territory right now. Now, over the weekend, I will say this, good for the citizens of New Mexico. What we had about 200 people showed up in Old Town in Albuquerque to protest the governor's decision. All of them came armed. And it was fascinating because not a single police officer intervened. Not a single police officer arrested any of the people in those park who, by the way, were in violation of the law. You had the district attorney there in Albuquerque, as well as the police chief and the county sheriff, and they say they will not be enforcing that law either. The district attorney actually called it unconstitutional. And by the way, so did Congressman Ted Lieu of California and little David Hogg, the little piglet from Parkland High School, the alum. Little Piglet Hogg and Ted Lieu, clearly talking points have gone out from the Democrat Party, because almost word for word, their responses were the same, calling it unconstitutional. So something's up there, but you know what? We'll take what we can get, because we've all got to stand up for our constitutional rights. We've got to. So a question, what guidance would you give the good people of New Mexico? Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. There's a battle for our nation going on right now, and the question is who will lead it. Get answers as the Real Life Network televises the Pray Vote Stand Summit September 15th and 16th with former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis discussing what it'll take for America to get back to greatness, along with a host of conservative leaders like All-American swimmer Riley Gaines, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, Dr. Ben Carson, Pastor Jack Hibbs, and more. Go to reallifenetwork.com now to sign up for free. On the Real Life Network, the gospel is never censored by big tech or the government, with faith-based content, family entertainment, and news shows released weekly. Watch on any device, anywhere, anytime. Don't miss Pray, Vote, Stand, the free online event with Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and other conservative leaders, September 15th and 16th. Available at reallifenetwork.com or download the app and sign up for free. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And by the way, you can now pre-order a copy of my new book coming out very soon. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming. It'll actually be in bookstores in March, but our publisher is wanting us to get the pre-orders started. And so we're happy to oblige. And you can go to Amazon.com, really wherever you buy your books. But we're driving people to Amazon, and get yourself a pre-ordered copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. Can America Be Saved? Also, 4 o'clock today, back filling in on Newsmax for the hour. Want to thank all you folks for watching last week. We understand the numbers were tremendous, and we hope to have another good day today. Rudy Giuliani and Bernard Carrick, the former New York City mayor, former New York City police commissioner on 9/11, are among my special guests on Newsmax later today. Again, our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This was fascinating yesterday, or rather Saturday, over the weekend. President Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis both going to the Iowa State football game. And it was very interesting. The mainstream media is trying to spin this as hundreds of thousands of people booing Trump, giving him the middle finger, and when in reality, Trump was welcomed like some sort of a conquering hero. Cut number 7. So they're chanting, USA, as Trump is watching, literally surrounded by thousands of people. Meanwhile, they're showing a video of DeSantis, and he's got a few dozen people. It looks like the Canterbury Tales. You know, he's showing up at his tent. Nobody's there. Meanwhile, Trump is going. He was welcomed into a fraternity house, and the frat guys were just going bonkers. Never seen anything like this. Then Trump goes outside, and they're like, hey, Mr. President, would you mind flipping burgers? So the president goes over to the grill, and he's manning the grill in the suit and the tie and the whole night, and he's holding up the burger so everybody can see it. Ben Dieter, who's on this this red meat diet now, you would have been very impressed with what the president was doing.
I mean, right there, he secured the vote for people like me and other carnivores in America.
That's it. Are you enjoying? You've gone from vegan to red meat eater.
No middle. There's no balance. There is no in between. I was one of those young people that you harp on, one of those Gen Zers, Todd.
You came to us as a vegan, very weak.
I show up in Memphis, feeble. Todd hires me, and I hadn't eaten meat in years. And what does Todd do? Unknowingly, he orders a massive spread of every meat I've ever seen in my entire life.
Central Barbecue.
That's right. So now I'm repenting. The Lord has accepted me home, and here I am. And I had a great steak for the first time yesterday in 5 years, Todd. It was amazing.
Well, you know how Jesus likes his meat.
How does Jesus like his meat?
Well done, my good and faithful servant. So there
well
you
played.
Go. Thank you. So back to Trump. So he's grilling the burgers, and these are all beef burgers. And you know they came from like a cow. I know this was the ag. This is the ag fraternity, so they probably killed a cow in the backyard of the frat house. And so they got the burgers. And then somebody gives the president a football, and the president he looks like a quarterback. The video of the president throwing a perfect spiral, it was pretty impressive. I mean, the guy's in his 70s, but he still got it. So now the media is trying to spin all of this, and yet I think there were some people booing the president, and yet a couple of people gave the president the middle finger. But you know what? There were thousands, tens of thousands of people there. And by and large, they were all cheering and chanting and following the president wherever he went. I didn't see that with Ron DeSantis. That being said, meanwhile, while all this is happening, there are some reports that Team Trump is a little concerned about their ground game. Now, you see, in Iowa, they don't do the primaries. They do the caucus. And so they have these Hawkeyes all over the Hawkeye state, and you have to have a ground game. It's all about convincing people to come over to your. It's a very weird thing, but they love doing it, and they do it well in Iowa. And so the question now is, does Team Trump have the ground game in place that Ron DeSantis has? Not that it really matters all that much, because the new polling data coming out, and Trump is just thumping everybody in the polls. It's really remarkable. Then the president speaking to folks in South Dakota. I want to play this audio. This is the president getting emotional in South Dakota. Cut number 3.
And help build America into the greatest nation in the history of the world.
Getting emotional. I mean, and then the president's able to compose himself, but he just, again, got caught up in this moment. And it was just the reality of this is a man who loves America. And this is a man who has been crucified by the left. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. Got William in North Carolina. Hang tight, William. And by the way, our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. What message do you want to send to our fellow countrymen there in New Mexico? Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're honored to have with us State Representative John Block. He represents District 51 there. And is now calling for the governor to be impeached. Representative Block, an honor to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's so great to be here today.
So let's just get right to this. I want to get your initial reaction to this unconstitutional act that the governor implemented on Friday.
Yeah, well, as we probably talked about earlier, it's insane how unconstitutional this order is. Saying that you not only will defy the U.S. and state constitutions, but also you believe that your oath of office that you took was not absolute is something that's absolutely impeachable and something that we will get her impeached for. It's only a matter of time unless she resigns in disgrace. This is something that New Mexicans and Americans all across our country are furious about, because what we see this as is a starting point. If the Democrats get away with it in New Mexico, where is it going to go next? Is it going to be in California, New York, and all the other Democrat-run states? Where will it end? So we're going to try to nip it in the bud in New Mexico to protect our rights and keep America free.
I'm curious to know about the Democrats there. We've heard from Congressman Ted Lieu out of California. He's condemned this, calling it unconstitutional. What about the Democrats there in New Mexico? Is she getting any blowback from her own party?
Oh, she's getting massive blowback from her own party right here in New Mexico. Just a few minutes ago, the Bernalillo County Sheriff, and that's the county where she will be forcing this unconstitutional mandate in. The constitutional sheriff there said, and I quote, "This is unconstitutional and nothing but disarming law-abiding citizens." He said he will not enforce it, and he said that he takes his oath of office seriously. And this is a Democrat sheriff in the largest county in the state of New Mexico. We also have the mayor of Albuquerque, a Democrat, saying he refuses to send out his police officers to enforce this unconstitutional rule. And we also have the police chief of Albuquerque saying this as well. And we also, like you talked about, Ted Lieu, we also even have anti-gun extremists like David Hogg saying this is way too far and unconstitutional. When you have these crazy anti-gun nuts supporting anything that you are not doing, so if they're going against you, then that just shows us where this is. This is unconstitutional from the get-go, and this is impeachable, absolutely.
I have to say, I was thoroughly impressed with the reporters asking questions of the governor. Normally, with the press corps, you know, they're all leftist, And maybe that's the case in New Mexico, but they were asking some pretty important questions. And it seems to me like they understand that if she can suspend the Second Amendment, she can also shut down all the newspapers in the state as well. If she believes, again, that there is no absolute right we have as American citizens.
Yeah, you saw the immediate response from the Fourth Estate. They were like, whoa. Okay, so you just said that this is not absolute, right? And she said, yes, I said that it's not absolute, and even my oath of office is not absolute, is what she said. So that goes against every single right that we have as Americans. These are inalienable rights. These are constitutional rights that were given to us by God. And this is something that our governor is saying, well, let's just throw the Bill of Rights in the trash, and let's do whatever I want to do by executive decree. And so she's doing this now, unilaterally, trying to take away our rights. And it doesn't just stop here. We saw the pandemic lockdown that she put forward. She was fining people $100 each if they weren't wearing a mask. She was fining businesses $5,000 a day that they stayed open. Some of these businesses had $60,000 fines. So right now, finally, the national and international media is seeing this governor for exactly what she's being, a tyrant. And I think this is not going to end well for her.
All right, John Block is on the Patriot Bubble Newsmaker line. He is a state representative in New Mexico over the weekend calling for the impeachment of the governor there, Michelle Grisham. Representative, I'm curious what you're urging the citizens of New Mexico to do. I'm not one to tell people to march in the streets, but it seems to me this is one of those moments where people need to rise up and say, no, this, you've gone too far, you've crossed the line here. We're not going to let you take away our constitutional rights.
Absolutely. Well, there's a few things that people can do right now. And number one is talk to Democrat representatives and senators in New Mexico and tell them you want the governor impeached. You can find all their contact information at nmlegis.gov. That's a first step. That's something you can do from home. And then also people in Bernalillo County, if you live in Bernalillo County or anywhere in the state, you should open and conceal carry as you wish. And this kind of civil disobedience by literally just using our constitutional rights, this is something that we can utilize to show that we care about our rights. We care about protecting our communities. We care about enshrining and upholding and enforcing our Constitution. And that's something that we cannot take without great seriousness. And that's something the governor has really infringed upon. So these are things that we can do today. Contact your representatives, contact your senators, tell them you want the governor impeached. Here's why. It's unconstitutional. She's violating her oath. Bam. Do that. Then once we finally get these articles introduced, you need to support us. You need to continue to pray for us and uphold us in your prayers and thoughts, and tell your neighbors, tell your friends about what's happening in New Mexico, because this is the starting point of something that could go national to infringe upon our rights. And we really need to stop it right here in the land of enchantment.
No, I think you're right here. And I think you're right to frame this more of as a national issue. This is a trial run, a test run to see if there is going to be any blowback. And if the Democrats know they can get away with this over the next, and she said it's what, going to be 30 days. I suspect it's going to be longer than that. But if they can get away with it in New Mexico, they can get away with it wherever they have a governor in place who's a Democrat.
Absolutely. And we saw this during COVID. It was 15 days to slow the spread. Remember that? Now it's 30 days to take away all your gun rights. So they saw that they could get away with one thing. They're doing the next thing. So that's why we have not a single Democrat, House or Senate member is supporting the governor on this, because it's so flagrantly unconstitutional. They don't want to go down on the SS Lujan Grisham alongside the governor. They want to keep their jobs.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on, and best of luck to you. I'm curious, outside of impeachment, is there any other avenue of relief for you guys? I mean, the governor is clearly violating the U.S. Constitution here. Is there anything that can happen at the federal level, or is impeachment the only way to go here?
So the U.S. attorney, they could bring suit against the governor. They absolutely have that right. They have not done that as of now. And, of course, it's under Joe Biden's DOJ, so I wouldn't really think highly of that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, that
but,
won't happen.
You know, we could also file lawsuits. ourselves. And I believe the caucus of the House Republicans and Senate Republicans in New Mexico, we're about to file a lawsuit as well. So we're going in many different avenues with this.
Okay. And John, just to be clear, you guys are controlled by a supermajority of Democrats. Is that right?
So it's not a supermajority. We are one seat away from a supermajority, though. So every single seat matters. And so we do have the power to flip this. We need 12 Democrats to flip on the impeachment vote. And we saw the last session, there were many anti-gun bills that did not get any support from around 12 to 13 Democrats. So if we can get those Democrats on board, we can impeach her. It's something that absolutely can happen.
Well, I don't want to tell your state party about campaign messaging, but I think this is the issue that's going to get you guys in the majority.
Well, I sure hope so, Todd. I sure hope so.
All right. John Block, everybody, from the New Mexico State House, a representative there. John, we wish you the very best of luck, and let us know how we can be of help down the road.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
All right. There you go. New Mexico State Representative John Block. And this is what happens when you elect Democrats. What do you want me to tell you? I mean, it really is that simple. But he is right. If they can get away with this in New Mexico, you better believe they're going to try this in other states. And I wouldn't put it past some of these rhino governors to do the exact same thing that Governor Grisham is doing in New Mexico. All right, let's go to the phones here. William has been holding on a while, and Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC is our great affiliate there. Hi, William. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, sounds like John's up against it. You know, it's once again a classic case of the deep state trying to go after us individual state representatives, and all more the reason why we need to get together and know our people that we're voting for and either vote them in if they're good or vote them out if they're bad. And that's what needs to happen out there in New Mexico. And they need, for right now, they just need to stand their ground and stick with their local sheriffs and their counties and buck up against that governor. And maybe she'll get the picture that she made a mistake. You know, we've got a Democrat governor in our state, and he kept this state closed up way too long during the pandemic. And we're paying the consequences for it, just like all the other states are in the union, except for a few like Florida. But nonetheless, it's always been us, Todd, against the deep state, and we've got to stop it somehow, some way.
Yeah, we do. And William, New Mexico is ground zero right now. I will say this. I don't think that she thinks she made a mistake. The Democrats want to get the guns, and this is the first step in trying to do that. And if the governor is successful here, you will see this implemented in other states that are controlled by Democrats across the board. And as you heard the state representative, the Democrats are one vote shy of a supermajority. So, and at that point, anything goes. William, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I want you all to know that America today, America today, is on bended knee.
prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you! I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And it really was one of those iconic moments, President Bush standing on that pile of rubble, addressing the construction workers and the firefighters and the first responders and the police officers. And if you remember that moment, they were not able to hear the president, and so they gave him a megaphone, a bullhorn. And there was, I believe, a construction worker or a firefighter standing by the president, and they still couldn't hear him, and that's when he just, this impromptu moment. And it was just the right thing, what the president said there, completely unscripted, but it really, and he really did speak, I think, into the hearts of millions of Americans on that day, 22 years ago. You know, I was listening to Ben Dieter, who is the morning news host at KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis. And Ben, it's interesting because were you even born when 9/11 happened? You were just a little fellow.
I would have just had turned 3 years old.
3 years old.
A tyke.
So I'm, you know, for you, I have to imagine there's a very different perspective than those of us who were alive then. We were adults. We lived through that moment in history.
Can't even imagine. I've only known about that day through docuseries, through a book, a history lesson, and word of mouth. Other than that, it no idea. Absolutely no idea.
And I think that's the big challenge is, are we teaching future generations about what happened on that day? Or is it being taught through the lens of political correctness and critical race theory and wokeness?
Well, I think that's the thing is with our younger generation. I mean, if you walked out onto the streets today and talked to a young person about if they know what 9/11 is, they're going to say yes. But asking them about the why were we attacked? Yeah, would they know that there are a group of people that still to this day hate our country so much that they were willing to jump on board airplanes and use them as torpedoes? Would they know the why? I would be very curious.
Well, and that's the rub, is that you've had for the past two decades, there has been an attempt to redefine what happened on that day and to rewrite the narrative. But again, here on this program, we just cut right to the chase. No need to mince words. It was the day when Muslim terrorists waged jihad on American soil in the name of the religion of peace. That's what happened on 9/11. And we can never forget that. And the concern I have, all of the Muslims that are coming across the country illegally into this country, these men of military age that are coming across our border that we don't know about, that have infiltrated our nation, why are they here? And I suspect they are up to no good. Now, do I think we've learned everything there is to know about what happened on 9/11? No, but that we do know. Meanwhile, you have people like Kamala Harris out there saying that what happened on 9/11 is like what happened on January the 6th, cut 14.
Not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941, September 11th, 2001, and January 6th, 2021.
There you go. This woman is, the left literally wants you to think that what happened on J6 is worse than what happened on 9/11. Let's go to Rocco in Georgia, WDUN, real quick. Hey, Rocco, what you got for us?
Hey, Todd, this is the first 9/11 I've ever had off, so I've been sitting around watching these speeches all day that people make, And they really ring hollow to me based upon the country that we're living in right now. A year from now, we're going to be smack dab in the middle of an election year. And there are governors and people in this country who are trying to take people's names off of ballots. And they're trying to lock up the guy that they're interviewing today, Rudy Giuliani. They're trying to lock him up here in Georgia, Todd. It just rings hollow that what they're saying, because our freedoms are being eroded from within. I mean, they're talking about the without, I mean, attack from other countries. We're being attacked from inside this country, that they're trying to take a man's name off the ballot because they didn't like the things that he said on January 6th.
That's right. And Rocco, you know something, and we're going to play some audio. Donald Trump was there on 9/11, and what that man did for New York City and this nation, we can't forget, but they're trying to make us forget. Hey, Rocco, appreciate the call. We got to run. We'll be right back, folks.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's it. American
Ride. Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program on this 22nd anniversary of the Muslim terrorist attacks at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So great to have you with us today. We've got a lot of ground to cover. Coming up in a few moments, I'm going to be speaking with a former Fox News colleague, Robin Poffman, who was actually there at 9/11 when all of this went down. She was working as a reporter for Associated Press at the time, and her voice was the very first voice that alerted the nation to the terrorist attack. So looking forward to having that conversation with Robin. Also, a little bit later on in the show, Tom Gresham, who is the host of Gun Talk Radio, is going to drop by to talk about this crazy gun grab in New Mexico. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have a great guest. He is the host of the incredibly successful TV show on TBN called Huckabee. And you can watch that show 8 o'clock Eastern on Saturdays and 9 o'clock Eastern on Sundays. Governor Mike Huckabee. Hey, Governor, how are you today?
Todd, I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You know, as a brief aside, I was thinking about you the other day. You know, I own about 30 acres right off the Mississippi River where my towers are for the radio station. And we had a guy, so we have to bush haul the property, and we had a guy come over and said, hey, look, I'll do this for you free of charge. It costs us like $1,400 to mow that stuff. And he said, I'm going to do it for you free as long as you'll let me plant some sunflowers, a crop of sunflowers. And I said, well, why are you going to plant sunflowers? He says, well, doves love the sunflowers, and he wants to hunt doves on the property. So
I think you should let him do it. And, you know, I'll mow it for you if you'll let me hunt ducks during the winter.
Come on over.
Because I guarantee you some ducks will be flying over that property. I promise. Some mallards coming from Canada headed to East Arkansas, and maybe I could get them before they get down to Stuttgart.
Well, I think that could be, as long as they don't get shot flying over Memphis. There's a pretty good chance of that happening.
Hey, so. You know, There's plenty of gunshots already going off. Nobody would even pay attention.
That's true.
So it should be fine.
It's a fair point. That's great. Governor Joe Biden, President Biden, breaking tradition. Every anniversary of 9/11, there has been a president at one of the official memorial sites. President Biden is going to be in Alaska today, and the White House doesn't seem to think this is a big deal. What say you?
You know, the only thing worse than him not being there, which is the first time a president, Democrat or Republican, has failed to show on September 11th for one of those very important memorials. The only thing worse is that his staff tried to say, well, a president didn't go to Hawaii for the first 22 years after Pearl Harbor. And you're scratching your head and saying, and what does that have to do with the price of ham and eggs in Peoria? I mean, come on, that makes no sense whatsoever. And it frankly just shows that not only is the White House unable to cover for Joe, but they also know that this particular press corps, they're going to let him get away with whatever he wants. They'll never really question him, with the exception of maybe two or three reporters in the room.
Speaking of that, I want to go to this soundbite. It was just bizarre in Vietnam, gaffes all over the place. Dylan, let's play cut number 13 for the governor.
I'm just following my orders here.
I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Staff, if anybody hasn't spoken to... No, I ain't calling on you. I said I had five questions. Anita from VOA.
All right, Governor, and then a little bit later, KJP just interrupts the president and says, that's it. Music starts up, and they try to get the guy off the stage.
Well, I think he was telling the truth for once when he said, look, I'm just following orders. I mean, that's very obvious that Joe's not in command. He's not making the decisions. He's following orders, and the question arises, whose orders is he following? And I'll tell you, it's embarrassing to watch this. This is supposed to be the leader of the free world, and the guy doesn't know when to exit the stage. They have to turn on some exit music like they do at the Oscars when a speech goes over, and his press secretary interrupts him in the middle of his comments and says, that's it, we're done. And then he goes to the podium and says, yeah, I'm tired, I got to go to bed. And this is Mr. Stamina, you know, the guy that Karine Jean-Pierre says nobody can keep up with him. Well, if they can't keep up with this guy, man, they're all sound asleep. They must be on some kind of barbiturates, you know, that go along with the white bag of powder in the White House. This is a White House that makes no sense at all.
No, and so while that's going on, you've got President Trump and Governor DeSantis out at the Iowa-Iowa State football game. I thought it was really fascinating to compare the two candidates. And there was not a lot of attention directed at DeSantis. Meanwhile, thousands of people, and we've got the videos to prove all this. So, I mean, it's just, you got thousands of people surrounding Trump. Trump goes into the fraternity house and he's treated like a rock star. He's out there flipping burgers. And I've never seen a president throw a football like Trump did over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that perfect spiral he threw, but this is a guy who is in the zone right now.
Well, he clearly has a level of support that no other candidate enjoys, not even close. And that's reflected by the poll numbers, where he's anywhere between 40 and 50 points ahead of the next contender in the GOP primary. But part of it is that people are rallying behind Trump because they see what's happening to him. They know that it is an attempt by the current president and his police state to go after Donald Trump and try to keep him from being the candidate, and especially keep him from being the president again. And I think people fundamentally say, this is not how America is supposed to work. If you want to beat Donald Trump, do it fair and square. Don't use the social media companies to hide behind. Don't use the Justice Department to pretend that Hunter's laptop is Russian disinformation. And for heaven's sakes, don't criminalize free speech and go after your political opponent by getting him indicted on 91 counts of phony charges. This is just not how it works. That's the stuff of tin pot dictators, banana republics, and third world countries.
You know, you've got the president over in South Dakota over the weekend. Get that huge rally. It was a packed auditorium. Kristi Noem coming out and endorsing the president. And there was a moment, and this president is always composed. And there was this moment, we played this audio in the first hour, where he just, he's overcome with emotion. And I think at that moment, when I was watching it, it reminded me, this guy is a human being just like all the rest of us. I don't know how in the world he is able to handle all of the hell that he gets from the media and from the Democrats and from his own party, some members of his own party.
Todd, one of the reasons that I'm strongly supporting, endorsing, and campaigning for Donald Trump is because I've never seen anyone who can take the pressure that he has been forced to take and still get up out of bed in the morning and be willing to fight and keep the whole process going. What has happened to him is unconscionable. It should never have happened to anybody, whether they're president or not. But if anybody thinks that if someone else becomes the nominee, they're going to be treated nicer and more respectfully, then they're smoking dope. Maybe they got it at the White House. Don't know. But they're smoking dope if they think that the Democrats will ever use any other MO than what they're doing with Trump. The difference is Trump may be the only guy I know who can stand up to it, fight it, and overcome it.
Governor, a lot of people speculating who the VP is going to be. I know Kristi Noem said that she would certainly be open to that. But I'm curious. There's one name people aren't talking about, and I think maybe they should, and that's you. Would you consider, if asked, being the vice presidential running mate?
You know, I don't even think that would be offered. And here's why. I'm a older white guy, I'm in my 60s. I feel like that Trump is going to pick somebody that helps bring a different sort of issue to the table. So let me put it this way. I will not be staying up late at night waiting on that call. I want to help Donald Trump. I've told him repeatedly, I don't want anything. I don't want a federal job. I don't want an appointment. I don't want to be a cabinet secretary. I want nothing other than I want my country back to being a place where the laws are equally applied, whether a person is rich or poor, Democrat, Republican, black, white, Asian, Hispanic. I want our country to be a country that really does practice, follow, and respect the Constitution.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But I still think he'd be a great VP and president one day. But that's me.
I gave it my best shot twice. There's only so many times you can mortgage your house to go try that.
I know it, Governor. I hear you. All right, let's talk about the big show coming up Saturday. TBN Huckabee. What you got percolating?
Going to have a great show. Mike Pompeo, former CIA director, Secretary of State, and Congressman from Kansas, also first in his class at West Point. He's going to be my guest. A great guy, great friend. We'll be talking about all the things going on in the world, but also to talk about the premiere of a brand new film that will come out on September the 17th. He and David Friedman are the hosts, and it's called Route 60, and it's a travel down Israel and Route 60 in Israel, the entire biblical history from Genesis to the modern day. And that film comes out a week from now. And we'll be talking about it as well as other things on the show.
Fantastic. That's going to be a great, great segment, folks. Got to watch it. And the documentary is just unbelievable. You're gonna love it. Governor, always good hearing from you. And don't be a stranger. Come visit us in Memphis one of these days.
I hope to do it soon. We'll go out and I'll treat you to my treat on the barbecue.
I love it. All right. I'll never turn down a free meal now. So,
Governor, take care, my friend.
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, everybody on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Man, he would have made a great president, but I'm telling you, the Rhino establishment, they really did the governor dirty back in the day. That's a conversation for another time, but he's a good man, and I like what he had to say about President Trump. He's not looking for anything, doesn't want anything. He just wants his country back again, and I think the governor speaks for a lot of us when we look at Donald Trump. We see him as the only viable option to get our country back to what it was. All right, got to take a break. We're going to the phones here. We've got Charles on hold. You're up on deck, Charles. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844 747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hope you're doing well today. Hope you had a good weekend. Man, fall is here. Football, the Tennessee Volunteers had a great weekend. Alabama did not. My condolences. Anyway, let's go to the phones here. Charles, listening to us on WSIC. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, and my North Carolina Tar Heels had a good weekend, too.
Well, there but, you go.
Yeah, that was a great game against App State. But, Todd, when this morning when I woke up and I was looking at the footage about, you know, 9/11 and this being the 22nd anniversary, I went back and I just remembered how united the country was on that day and the days after. And the last time the country was that united was right after Pearl Harbor. And I did a little mental comparison between the 22 years after Pearl Harbor and then the 22 years after 9/11. And if you look after Pearl Harbor, we, you know, won a world war. There was Korea, but America was an ascendant nation. Our culture was rock solid. God was in our schools. Mommy and daddy were married. You didn't have the out of wedlock burst like you do now. Our economy was strong. We were on the right trajectory. Citizens had a very good understanding of their history, of their culture. And even though they were different, we had problems, and there was different ethnicities in the country, we were pretty much e pluribus unum, you know, out of many, one. But if you look at the 21 years, 22 years since 9/11, we've lost the war in Afghanistan, Iraq. You had the crash in 2008. You look where we are now. You have boys being told that they can be girls and vice versa. And you have the weaponization of justice. And this country is more divided now than ever. And this past weekend with that governor's order in New Mexico and with what they're trying to do to Donald Trump, our government's basically saying, you know what, we are going to decide who you can elect. We're not going to let you, the voters, decide who you want to be president. We're going to make that decision for you. And we are on the such bad trajectory right now, Todd, that there is only one man that can turn this plane around and get us back on course. And that man is Donald Trump. And when I saw him at that football game and that a moment with that silence for about a minute, I don't know about you, man, but it brought tears to my eyes. It did. I just thought this man is doing everything so unselfishly. He is literally sacrificing his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor. And it's because he loves this country. But we've got it. We're so far off course now. It's unreal.
Charles, the Democrats are flying the jetliners into the buildings again. I mean, that's what's happening in this country.
Yep.
And we gave them permission when, and this goes all the way back to the early days of the China virus pandemic, when the American people surrendered their civil liberties. That was the key. That was the key defining moment when it all unraveled. And here we are now where there is an outright and open assault on our constitutional rights. And what's happening in New Mexico cannot be marginalized or minimized. We have to understand this is a direct assault on all of us, not just the people of New Mexico, but all of us. And we'll see how this plays out. But the governor needs to be forced out of office. That's what needs to happen, lickety-split.
Exactly. And you know what? There, with these leftist Democrats, Todd, they don't believe in the Bill of Rights, that there is the Bill of Rights. They believe it's a bill of privileges. And privileges can be granted and revoked at will. And I don't recall the words, except in times of emergency. I don't recall that phrase before any amendment in the Constitution. Because once you do that, you change the whole meaning of the Bill of Rights. And they're not rights, they're privileges. And you live in a totalitarian state when that happens. But
well said.
They got to be.
All right, Charles, got to run there. Sorry for cutting you off. Appreciate that. Again, our telephone number, 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. When we come back, we've got some audio. The sheriff there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, just holding a press conference announcing that he will not be enforcing the governor's mandate. So this is a pretty big development where now you have law enforcement. And, of course, Albuquerque, the largest city in New Mexico, you've got law enforcement now saying they will not be enforcing the governor's unconstitutional gun mandate, which is great news. But, again, the governor's got to be removed from office. I mean, it really is that simple. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's our number. That's 844-747-8868. Are you concerned about the direction this country is heading? We'll be right back, folks.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, you're covered. What happened?
I was on the 65th floor of 68th floor of One World Trade Center, and there was a massive explosion. The whole building shook. I was only about 15 floors below where the plane hit.
All right, that voice you heard, the reporter there asking the question. Our next guest, Robin Poffman. She was there on 9/11. She was in Lower Manhattan, and that man, one of the survivors of the terrorist attacks of that day. And by the way, Robin was also one of the very first reporters to announce to the nation what had happened. She was working, and we're going to let her tell the story, but it's truly remarkable. Last night I was watching a documentary, and once again, Robin's voice announcing to the country that the planes had flown to the buildings. It was really a jaw-dropping moment. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Robin Poffman, my former colleague at Fox News Radio, joins us now. Robin, good to have you with us today.
Yeah, it's a rough day for a lot of people, Todd, and I appreciate, you know, the patriotism and you buying a radio station to consider, hiring so many conservatives to spread the good word throughout Memphis and the rest of the nation. We need so much more conservative thought out there to protect our country.
Robin, I want you to take our listeners through what was happening. You were down there that day, and again, it was a beautiful day, September 11th. I was actually heading to Waco, Texas, to cover a controversial Janet Reno speech back in the day. Tell us what you were doing. What was on your agenda when the attack happened?
Well, on September 10th, the day before, I had covered the New York Stock Exchange for Associated Press Radio, and when I got off the 8:30 call with Washington on 9/11 the next day, they wanted me to go back to the NYSE, the New York Stock Exchange, and I was getting ready to leave my apartment to get there ahead of the opening bell at 9:30, and my TV set flickers, and it's a grisly TV set, and wow, who wants to watch that first thing in the morning with your coffee, right? So I turn on the NBC affiliate, and the anchor is saying that there's a plane in the building, except the camera, it was facing south from the Empire State Building, and you couldn't see the gaping hole. And then I was on the phone, and I call back Washington, and I say, AP Network News, this is Catherine Lumens, and I don't even announce myself, Todd. I don't even say that it's me, and I just say, do you see this? And she says, go live and go down there. And as I'm doing a live shot, the second plane hits the second tower. And then I end up all the way down in lower Manhattan because I had a car with press plates. So I kind of just threw it somewhere. And I'm on a payphone forward up the clock. And it's about 30, 40 minutes later. And both buildings are on fire. And it's chaotic. And paper is, coming out of the building. And you can't quite see up 1,000 feet in the air, and I'm looking up and I'm thinking, okay, plane in, furniture out, but it was really people jumping. I didn't really know that in that moment in time because the human eye, you can only see so far, right? And I'm on this payphone. For folks that remember payphones, you can't really see because you're in this little box with three sides. And people around me start screaming, oh, my God, and cursing. And police are screaming, get out, get out, get out. And the South Tower is, collapsing in slow motion. And I had my tape recorder on the whole time. And this guy next to me is like, wow, part of America is gone forever. And I felt the same way. And I still feel that way, Todd. And I'm so scared for our country because I'm so scared that we have an entire generation that doesn't know a thing about 9/11, doesn't know a thing about radical Islam, doesn't know a thing about the World Trade Center bombing the first time. And I'm afraid with a leader like Biden, who's not even in New York, D.C. or Pennsylvania today, that we look weak and we look vulnerable with an open southern and northern border.
And Robin, what is that? What kind of a message do you think that sends? Biden not being at any of the official ceremonies. He's somewhere over in Alaska today.
I think it's a disgrace. I think that the this whole act about him being Mr. Nice Guy, Scranton Joe, is a farce. I think it's a bumper sticker. I think the man has no heart. The people around him have no heart. Reminds me of the administration prior to Trump. I think Barack Obama is running this country and some of the heartless people that worked for him. It shows that we don't love America. We don't stand for our troops. And I think it sends the most disgraceful message. I have never been personally more offended by a politician in my entire life as I am today.
Now, you wrote a book called Covering Catastrophe. You were the editor of that book, and all the proceeds of this project go to charity. Tell us about that, because it was a lot of people, a lot of journalists who were covering the story that day, and you compiled all of this this information into a book project.
Yeah, a handful of us in New York City, about five of us, got together, and we said, boy, memories are going to fade fast, and so I handled many of the radio people, New York, D.C., and Pennsylvania, and we had a couple of other folks that handled the TV, and we, very famous people that you know, the late Peter Jennings contributed, Tom Brokaw, Dan Rather, but also the people that whose names you've never heard of, reporters in Pennsylvania and possibly Washington, and their stories. And one of the most compelling moments in the book, there are many compelling moments, but Deborah Feyerick, who I went to high school with in New Jersey, who used to work at CNN, she worked the night shift 3 to 11 p.m. And her assignment was to go to firehouses in New York City and get reaction to the events of this tragic day in our country. And she goes to the firehouses and there's no one there. And the reason there's no one there is because they're all been killed. They're all dead. And, you know, in that moment in time, we don't know that fact, but the chirping, the down noise of firefighters down and that beep, 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 that little chirp was all firefighters that were in trouble, the 343. And it's a tragedy, Todd. It's just a tragedy that the mainstream media is complicit in the cover-up, left-wing activists who don't want to show the truth of that day and the horror, which is that you and I as coworkers, you know, held hands and, you know, said a prayer and jumped to our deaths because it was just too hot from the burning jet fuel from the hijacked airliners to be in that building. And then if young people don't know this, it's going to happen again. We have to teach, as horrible as it is, as horrible as the death was, we need to teach it to our young folks, folks listening that have grandchildren. You have to tell them the truth. We cannot sugarcoat this anymore.
No, we can't. I was there. Of course, they shut down the airports. So our editors sent me and a couple of photographers to New York. We drove up from the Nashville area and got there the day after. And I was able to embed with a group of FBI chaplains. And so I was at the pit and wandering around that the building across the street. And you would know that well, Robin, where the building was heavily damaged, but the firefighters were literally sleeping on cots and just around.
World Financial.
Yes.
Right, the World Financial Center with
That's
the big
it.
Glass and the palm trees. Correct?
And they were sleeping in cots. And I remember there was a bank of phones. And to your point, of course, cell phones were pretty rare. And with all the towers, most of those cell phone towers were on top of the World Trade Center. And so the AT&T had set up a phone bank, a portable phone bank. And I'll never forget, the phone bank was right in front of this tent. And I watched as they were coming out of the pit into this tent. And I stopped and asked, I said, what is this? What are you guys doing? And it was a temporary morgue. And to your point, and I heard your interview this morning you did, they were not finding bodies. They were finding bits and pieces of bodies, and they would bring them into this. I'm sitting here on the phone doing a report, and I'm literally watching them bring in these. And I think to myself, we have to tell this story, and we cannot allow future generations to whitewash the atrocities of that day, the atrocities that were committed against our fellow citizens.
And you know what? Because radical Islam is still out there and they still hate our Western way of life.
Sure.
They still hate that you can go to church on Sunday and they want to impose their radical Muslim beliefs on this country. And they will wait us out. They are patient. They are not into a Twitterverse of 10 characters. Osama bin Laden plotted this 8 years in a cave while we were asleep at the wheel with Bill Clinton doing nothing in 1993 and Janet Reno, who you mentioned, neither one of them ever coming to New York City in the aftermath. Six people were killed, more than 1,000 injured in the bombing when they went to take the Twin Towers down then. And you know what? Bill Clinton and Janet Reno never came to New York. I was there every single day working as a reporter for 1010 Winds Radio. They never came to New York. He never said this was a terrorist act on America. It didn't happen, and that's why it happened again.
My goodness. All right, Robin, where can people go if they want to get a copy of the book covering catastrophe?
Yeah, it is still available online at Amazon.com. And also the Tunnel to Towers, I'm involved in a charity golf event, t2t.org. Click on National Golf Events. You will see the William Billy Kelly charity event in Peachtree City, Georgia. There's a big red donate button. People can donate from $11 on up, and the funds go directly to families to pay off mortgages of our military and 9/11 veterans who have lost their loved ones forever.
All right, Robin, good stuff, and always good hearing from you. Great work, and we appreciate the great work you've been doing over the years just to remind kids and remind people of what happened on that day. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you, Todd.
All right. Robin Poffman, everybody. And Robin and I worked together for a number of years at Fox News Radio. And she's gone on to have an incredible career working in New Orleans and then WSB and Atlanta. Also, for Glenn Beck, she anchored the Blaze Radio News Network back in the day. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Do you agree with Robin that we're not doing a good job of teaching the next generation about what happened on 9/11? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Busy, busy news day around here. Want to play some audio. This just coming in from New Mexico. So now we have the sheriff down there. Bernalillo County is where Albuquerque is located. Sheriff John Allen says his office is not going to enforce the governor's new gun law. Let's take a listen.
As we all know, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued an emergency temporarily suspending open and concealed carry laws for the next 30 days in Bernalillo County. Let me start by saying I'm holding this press conference and to answer many other people's questions, not only on social media, but directly to my phone. One, this is not grandstanding, nor is this to bring attention to myself. We must always remember not only are we protecting the Second Amendment, but at the same time, we have a lot of violence within our community. Let me be clear. I hold my standards high, and I do not or never will hedge on what is right. And I take my oath seriously. In reference to concealed carry and open carry, the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office will not enforce this segment of the order. While I understand the urgency, the temporary ban challenges the foundations of our Constitution, but most importantly, it is unconstitutional. My oath was to protect the Constitution, and that is what I will do. The governor made it clear in her press conference. She knew we as law enforcement did not agree with the order, and as a result, this was solely her decision. Other than this ban being unconstitutional, here are other reasons why I will not enforce the order. One, what many forget, is I have enough violence here in Bernalillo County. I do not want to have political violence towards my deputies or here in Bernalillo County. My job is to keep the peace and to make sure that the citizens of Bernalillo County are safe, and I do not believe that this order will help me do so. I'm a law enforcement professional. This order will not do anything to curb gun violence other than punish law-abiding citizens from their constitutional right to self-defense.
All right, good for you, Sheriff. We appreciate you, and we can only hope that other sheriffs around the state of New Mexico rise up and do the exact same thing. And they simply cannot enforce something they know to be unconstitutional. So I say good for you. And I say good for the law-abiding gun owners in New Mexico, because they went out Sunday and they did the most American thing you could possibly do. They were told it was now against the law to carry a weapon in public, even if they had a legal license or permit. And you know what these folks did by the hundreds? They showed up in public with their weapons. That is an American thing. And that just that gives me encouragement that we've got so many patriots there in New Mexico, but we need more people to do that. And we need them to do that by the thousands, not by the hundreds, but by the thousands. So I say good for you people there in Albuquerque. Cut number six, please.
Crime is riddled, and all we want to do is protect our families, our friends, our communities. I've gone on two combat tours with the Marine Corps and fought on the front lines. I've done 11 trips as an independent contractor. She thinks she has the right to take away my freedom to protect my community. I don't think so. This will not stand. We will not comply. Look what the U.S. government did to the Native Americans. They try to strip them of their rights.
This is their land.
This is the same thing. Our Apache brothers resisted to the very end. Navajos, we got to be the same. Resilient. Resilient.
Keep an eye on
all right, there you go. All right, enough of that. Thank you. Yes, so look, this is what it's all about. This is what being an American citizen is all about. And if they're able to get away with this in New Mexico, then you better believe they're going to be able to get away with it somewhere else in this country, which is why we have to take a stand. And, you know, it's interesting. We had a caller, Charles, from North Carolina, and I think he summed this up nicely by saying this is just part of an ongoing assault on America and who we are as Americans. And when you look back to 9/11, and there was unity in this country, and it was a very similar unity when the Iranians took the hostages in the final year of the Carter administration, where people were tired. You know, the country, you know, Carter had taken us through what they called the Great Melees. And now Biden's taking us through the dark winter. And the American people were just tired. And they said, we've got to stand up. We're tired of being bullied. We're tired of being put upon. And the American people stood up and they elected Ronald Reagan. And we have to hope and pray that come 2024, they rise up and they install Donald Trump in numbers so large they can't steal the election. All right, hang tight. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's it.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. As we all know, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued an emergency temporarily suspending open and concealed carry laws for the next 30 days in Bernalillo County. Let me start by saying I'm holding this press conference and to answer many other people's questions, not only on social media, but directly to my phone. One, this is not grandstanding, nor is this to bring attention to myself. We must always remember not only are we protecting the Second Amendment, but at the same time, we have a lot of violence within our community. Let me be clear. I hold my standards high, and I do not or never will hedge on what is right. And I take my oath seriously. In reference to concealed carry and open carry, the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office will not enforce this segment of the order. While I understand the urgency, the temporary ban challenges the foundations of our Constitution, but most importantly, it is unconstitutional. My oath was to protect the Constitution, and that is what I will do. The governor made it clear in her press conference. She knew we as law enforcement did not agree with the order, and as a result, this was solely her decision. Other than this ban being unconstitutional, here are other reasons why I will not enforce the order. One, what many forget, is I have enough violence here in Bernalillo County. I do not want to have political violence towards my deputies or here in Bernalillo County. My job is to keep the peace and to make sure that the citizens of Bernalillo County are safe, and I do not believe that this order will help me do so. I'm a law enforcement professional. This order will not do anything to curb gun violence other than punish law-abiding citizens from their constitutional right to self-defense.
All right. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program, Hour 3, as we broadcast border to border across the nation. That was the sheriff of Bernalillo County, New Mexico, and the sheriff delivering that news just moments ago that he will not be enforcing the governor's Second Amendment law that she just ruled on over the weekend. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have one of the smartest guys I know when it comes to guns. He is the host of Gun Talk Radio, heard on radio stations all over America, our good friend Tom Gresham. Tom, good to have you with us today.
Todd, how are you? It is a fabulous day because this thing in New Mexico is taking on a new twist every hour.
It's really jaw-dropping, and I never thought I would ever agree with David Hogg and Congressman Ted Lieu. What world are we living in now?
You've got to imagine that since Friday, the governor, Grisham, in New Mexico, has now reached a full-blown WTF point. Like, what has just happened? Law enforcement says they're not going to enforce this rule. And beyond that, as of like a couple of minutes ago, there are now four federal lawsuits filed against her. It's like a tidal wave. I've gone to being worried about it to absolutely giggling about this whole thing.
It is sort of humorous. But at the same time, Tom, we're talking about Democrats here, and you never know when they're going to try a test run. And this sort of smells like it is a test run. And we just can't give these people an inch, in my estimation.
Well, you're exactly right. And let's back up. The trial run was actually with COVID. We could issue a help order and make people do what we want. And then you go back further than that, 20 years ago, the AMA and the American Pediatric Association started calling firearms a health issue. They actually treat firearms as though it's a virus. And now they've set it up where the governor can issue a health emergency order and basically negate the Second Amendment for 30 days. Imagine, if you would, in November, she says, "Whoa, I'm going to declare a health emergency, and we're going to stop all voting." Same thing, exactly the same thing. It's a constitutional right.
Tom, you've covered these kinds of stories a number of times over the years. What concerns you, though, about what the governor was trying to do here? She says it was a temporary 30-day temporary move. I don't think there's anything temporary about it.
Oh, she said it's 30 days, but she has the ability to extend another 30 days, which, of course, means that could be on and on and on. The thing that concerns me is the callousness about this. We know that people who have concealed carry permits commit crimes at a rate of roughly 1% of the general public. That means a person who's in the general public is 100 times more likely to commit a crime than somebody who has a concealed carry permit. And she's got all these criminals committing crimes, and she says, we're not going to do anything about them. We're going to go after the people who have been photographed, fingerprinted, background checked, all the rest of it. They've actually, you know, gotten the training. Those are the people we're going to worry about. I think what happened, honestly, Todd, is she is very upset. She didn't get the promise that she had, was made by the Biden administration. She was promised she was going to be part of the crew going to D.C. and be on a cabinet. Didn't happen for her, and she's now got to find some level of relevance out there that actually, you know, makes it possible for people to pay attention to her.
You know, Tom, I think it's fascinating, the attacks on the Second Amendment, and I'm curious to get your take on this. I've always felt like the reason why they want to get guns out of the hands of regular citizens is strictly for power, and the fact that that Second Amendment protects all of our other rights.
It sounds a little bit like a conspiracy theory or that we're radical, but I think when you start drilling down to it, you have arrived at the right point. There is a level of elitism, narcissism, power mad thunderdome, if you will, on the part of a lot of the Democrats. Notice that all of them have arm protection. She's not giving up her armed security detail, but she says we have to live without protection while she gets protection. In other words, her life is much more important than our lives. That is the kind of superior attitude, elitist attitude you get, which means they are willing to do anything up to, and I'm not exaggerating here, up to and including killing us to get their agenda put in place.
It's shocking that you would say that, but I mean, when you look at the reality of the situation, there's a lot of truth there. And that's why we have to be diligent and every single day, you know, even in Tennessee, where our show is based, you've got a Republican governor that was trying to stage a gun grab. They were going to call it a red flag law, but it was still at its heart a gun grab.
All a red flag law is if somebody makes an accusation about you, the police will come to your house in the middle of the night and take your guns without due process, without you ever being served, without you going to court. A gun grab is all it is. And you're right. Red flag laws are exactly that. And a governor who gets conned into believing that, one, needs some better advisors, and two, better go reread the United States Constitution.
That's it. And again, this is a guaranteed right under the Constitution. We reminded people in the opening of the show, in the first hour, Tom, that the American Revolution started because of a gun grab.
Absolutely true. Lexington and Concord, the British came to confiscate guns and powder, and we said, we're not going to do that. And that's how the American country, that's how this great experiment in representative republic came about, is when we opposed gun control. And people need to understand, it is keep and bear arms. Keep means you get to have it, and bear means you get to carry it. And no one gives you that right. The Second Amendment does not give us that right. What the Second Amendment does is it says, hey, government, you cannot move into this area. This right preexisted the Constitution and the formation of this country. And all the Second Amendment is a prohibition. It's not a permission slip. It's a prohibition against infringing on this right.
By the way, Tom, before we let you go, there was a lot of hullabaloo last week over some FBI data. And this is about the active shooters that were taken down by law-abiding gun owners. And the FBI said that originally the data was, well, law-abiding gun owners had very little impact. But now we understand that not only did they have an impact, but it has been very significant. Are you surprised the FBI caught fudging the numbers here?
The FBI may be one of the more corrupt crime organizations I'm aware of. I'm not surprised in the slightest. Good people use guns to stop crime more than a million times a year in the U.S. And, you know, it's been hard to gather that, but now with these stories on the Internet, the Heritage Foundation now has actually started a defensive gun use database. And they're saying, you know, if the FBI won't do it, we're going to do it ourselves.
Wow. It's amazing. But again, Tom, this is these are all the stories that you guys cover over at Gun Talk Radio. I want you to give our listeners an idea. They go to guntalk.com. What kind of information are they going to find over there?
We have literally thousands of videos. We produce three TV shows. We've got videos on everything from what is a revolver and what's a semi-auto and what's an AR-15 to how to defend yourself against an attack at an ATM or some kind of a carjacking. We have everything you need to know about guns there. If you just take your time, go to guntalk.com or anywhere on social media, look for Gun Talk, we're there.
I love it. It's really one of the most popular radio programs on KWAM, the radio station I own in Memphis. So you've got a lot of fans over in the Mid-South, Tom.
Well, absolutely. You know what? Everywhere we go, people kind of whisper to you and they say, well, you know, we got a lot of gun owners here. And I'm going, yeah, because you're in the United States of America.
That's it. That's it. And all those pistol packing grandmas in the southern states, that's why we will never be invaded. So
you got it. You got it.
All right. Tom, always appreciate your great insight and looking forward to your show this weekend.
Absolutely. Call anytime.
All right. Tom Gresham, ladies and gentlemen, he is the host of Gun Talk Radio. The guy knows everything about guns. And you can go to the website, guntalk.com. It is really a great website, and they have all sorts of great resources for you there. Again, guntalk.com. All right, folks, we've got to take a break. We will be going to the phones when we come back. 844-747-8860 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, some big news coming out of Newsmax. Not only is will I be hosting at 4 o'clock Eastern today, but Greg Kelly's time on Newsmax has moved. He's on at 9 o'clock Eastern. You can watch his amazing show exclusively on Newsmax. Plus, at 6 o'clock Eastern, the night starts with Greta Van Susteren. Then Rob Schmidt at 7 o'clock, Eric Bolling exposing Biden's cover-ups and family corruption. The big media is always hiding the truth about Biden, and Newsmax is always telling you the truth. Newsmax, by the way, getting very close to beating CNN in the ratings after Tucker's firing, millions turning off Fox News, and they're turning on Newsmax. Even President Trump is a viewer, and he says everybody needs to get on board the Newsmax bandwagon. Millions have made the switch, and you should too. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. Well, there's trouble brewing in Oklahoma, and I have to tell you, I'm a little surprised by this story. So a grade school, a public elementary school, has hired a drag queen as its principal. So the new principal at Western Heights Elementary School in Oklahoma, now facing a firestorm of controversy, Dr. Shane Mernon apparently has an outstanding 25-year career as an educator. Dr. Mernon also holds the title of Miss Gay Oklahoma and Miss Gay Oklahoma USA. Dieter, I don't recall seeing those beauty pageants on mainstream television. Mr. Mernon, who again is a man, winning the title of Miss Gay Oklahoma. I wonder if the lesbians were upset. Were any lesbians in the running for that? I don't know. I do not know. But here's the part of the story that gets me. Mr. Mernon was also charged 20 years ago with possession of child pornography. Those charges were later dismissed due to a lack of evidence. But still, even though he was cleared of the charges, the school district believed he was the best man for the job. So now a drag queen is principal of the local elementary school. Ryan Walters is the state school superintendent in Oklahoma. He was just on the show last week, by the way. And he's very upset about all of this. And he says that we should not have drag queens leading schools in the state of Oklahoma. Cut 19, please.
There have been recent reports of an administrator in an Oklahoma school that's a drag queen. So we have a drag queen allegedly running one of our schools here in Oklahoma. This is completely unacceptable. We know that radical gender theory has been a direct assault on our kids, and we can't allow this in our schools. Our schools have to do a better job of ensuring their hiring process ensures that their personnel match Oklahoma values. No parent wants to send their kid to school knowing that they could be exposed to this radical gender theory in any capacity. This woke war on our kids has to stop. We will not allow it in Oklahoma. This is the liberal insanity that every parent wants out of the classroom. What they want is an emphasis on the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic, understanding American history. We will not allow our kids to be pawned in the radical left's game for pushing ideology and furthering their end goal, which is creating social justice warriors instead of students that understand how education is a path for success for them. We will not allow it. This will stop.
All right. So there you have the superintendent. Now, the drag queen has a lot of local support, and from teachers, from parents, and they say that they don't understand what the big deal is because he's not wearing drag in the school. So during office hours, he's like a man wearing pants. So the question from the parents is, what's the big deal here? And they also point out, and this is interesting, that Superintendent Walters actually signed off on the principal's latest certification. So if it's that big of a problem, why did the superintendent, this is the point the parents are raising, if it's that big of a problem, then why did he sign off on the principal's certification? That's a fair question. But it seems to me the real issue here is about the kids and whether or not the good people of Oklahoma want their grade schools turned into drag bars. I mean, do you have a problem with what this principal is doing outside of his office hours? I seem to recall there were some female teachers back in the day that had these private accounts, and they would dress scantily. They were very naughty girls, very naughty school marms. And I think whips and chains were involved in one of the ones I saw. And all I can tell you, and those teachers got fired because there is typically in a lot of these school districts, the teachers have some sort of a code of conduct they have to sign off on. And so they have to agree, you know, not to, you know, take pictures wearing, you know, whips and chains and leather. Well, if you're going to wear leather, you should at least cover yourself up. But again, does that apply to drag queens or principals? I don't know. 844-747-8868. Should the principal be fired or should he just stay on the job? Kicking up those high heels.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, Ben Dieter, turn your microphone on, please. So I have a question to ask you.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we have a caller. So are you telling me the caller is a drag queen? Is that what you're telling me?
No, the caller is not a drag queen, but wanted to talk about drag queens.
Well, that's disappointing. I the way it was written, it says a drag queen and has a bone to pick with you.
Now, I know there are drag queens, I'm sure, probably in your audience, Todd. Some probably right here in Memphis. And I don't know, do they come on the show? I would love to see you go toe-to-toe with a drag queen.
They'd win.
They have stilettos.
Well, they do. But those shoes have to be uncomfortable.
But they can leave some pretty nasty damages.
We do have a good number of lesbian truck drivers, long-haul truck drivers, who listen to the show. Most of them are very conservative, by the way.
But now,
you know why? Because the gas prices. I mean, even lesbians don't want to spend that much money on gas.
Is there a study that suggests that women truck drivers are tend to lean and play?
No, not at all. Not to my knowledge. Oh, I don't think I'm just saying we have an inordinate amount. I'm just not saying that there are more, you know, I don't know. I do not know.
Well, maybe if you're a lesbian truck driver, call into the show. I mean,
Lord.
You don't have to be. Right. You can call in. Whatever. Right. Well, whatever persuasion.
Thank you, Ben. All right, let's go to Jeff in Newburgh, North Carolina, who is not a drag queen, but wants to talk about the drag queens. All right, Jeff, I'm glad we got that cleared up.
I am as well. Sorry about the confusion. I would like to speak with you about the drag queen, but first I would like to speak about the bone I have to pick.
Okay. Go right ahead. Pick away.
The last time we spoke, I asked you about helping us identify a face of the left so that our complaints aren't just against faceless people or an ideology, but give us someone to attack in the manner that we feel attacked, again, from the left. And a few days after that, you spoke about a councilman you had on your show that campaigned against raising property taxes and also on your show promised that he would not raise property taxes. And when he was elected, he promptly voted property taxes, but you stopped short of calling him out and letting us know who that was. And that is entirely my complaint about the way that everyone represents this fight we're supposed to have. No one wants to give us a target.
Well, I'm not quite sure who. When is it? When was this? I do not recall this conversation, but when was this? Who was I talking about?
This was several weeks ago, and it was a county board official, a Republican, who ran against raising property taxes. And you said one of the first amendments he voted for was, in fact, to raise the property taxes in your county.
I don't recall. I mean, was this something in North Carolina? Was this maybe the local talk show?
No, this was your county council.
Oh, my. Well, all right. I'm trying to. I mean, depending on who it was, I typically do name people. So I don't know why I would not have named it. So you got me there, Jeff. I don't remember it, but typically I do name people.
Moving on then in reference to the drag queen, I think if we stopped all the specifics about what we hate about or complain about in our schools and concentrated our efforts on school choice, we could bend those problems ourselves.
Oh, no doubt about that. Look, I am all for giving, you know, control of the schools back to the local communities. And honestly, if I had a bone to pick with President Trump, it's that he did not abolish the Department of Education. I feel like that is the root of many of the problems in this country. So if he wins in 2024, I hope that he considers doing that.
I think by the debates we witnessed a few weeks ago, everyone running for Republican president would agree to abolish the Board of Education. But we hear very little about that assault and that attack anymore. Everyone wants to speak about specific gripes. I think together, where some of us may not disagree with all of the complaints we have, we would all get together and disagree with not having school life.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, Jeff, appreciate the call. And I'm sorry about that. If I can remember the story, I'll go back and call out the county official. I don't like it when Republicans campaign on not raising taxes and then they turn around and raise taxes. All right. So there's a story here in Bartlett, Tennessee. This is a very conservative part of Memphis. And I think this is one of the reasons why this is shocking. Here is the headline up at ToddStearns.com. Public library invites kids to dress in pajamas and read sexually explicit books at after-hours party. There are a lot of criminal offenses in that headline, Ben Dieter. A lot. According to the report here, the library is under fire because they plan to host a pajama party for kids from 13. They had to be as young as 13 years old. So this is really, this is like a teenage. So I guess the children could wear their nighties, their footy pajamas.
Yeah. Nightgowns.
Nightgowns. And they were going to be shown sexually explicit picture books. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't see a problem with this.
No. I mean, who needs to read the Bernstein Bears, Todd, when you've got this naughty stuff?
Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub.
That's not the Three Little Piglets story, is it?
No, that's another nursery rhyme. Oh. Things going very inappropriate in that tub. Shelby County Commissioner Mick Wright, who is a Republican, told you, Ben Dieter, this is your story on the morning show. Quote, I was shocked when I learned of this event from a concerned mom. The county commissioner reached out to find out what the heck was going on, and sure enough, they were promoting this. It was on the calendar. And the whole point of this, what they wanted the kids to be exposed to these books, the so-called banned books, a lot of gay porn, basically.
Queer, queer, queer. That, I think, was the book title.
Oh, is that the book title?
Mm-hmm.
Not very original.
No. I've seen better T-shirt logos, frankly.
According to the event description, Memphis Public Libraries wanted children as young as 13 to, quote, channel their inner children. I think that should be inner child. I think there's a typo there. So to channel their inner child and come read some of the most controversial picture books of the year. It was part of the library's Democracy, Diversity, and Discourse program and was scheduled to be held at the Bartlett Library. There was also going to be a contest, and the winner would receive a copy of Gender Queer, which is one of the books that's caused a lot of the outrage there. Commissioner,
did you say signed copy?
A signed copy, yeah. Commissioner Wright told KWAM's Ben Dieter, that's you, that he was repulsed by the announcement, which had been organized by a failed Bartlett school board candidate who had been endorsed by the Democrats. It's always the Democrats. Always the Democrats. Do we know who the perv is? He didn't name the perv. So now I'm going to get another call from Jeff, who is not a drag queen.
He wouldn't name the pervert because
with another
he said,
bone to pick.
I know. Well,
this is not helpful, Ben.
The commissioner told me in that exclusive, Todd, that he did not want to give the failed Democratic politician any air because that would actually feed into their ego. They would be better for it.
This is bad, Ben Dieter. This is bad. I'm going to get a call from Jeff from New Bern, North Carolina again.
Sorry, he can call me.
This is not good. Why don't they just name names? I mean, I think the parents in Bartlett deserve to know who the pervert is who wanted to get their kids in the 90s and read naughty books. Jeez, Lou, in the public. Did anybody not think along the process, you know, guys, this may not be a good idea? Anybody think about that?
See, it wasn't it like back in the day. I'm thinking back to when I was like junior high. It was me that wanted to get the naughty books, but the teachers would intervene and rip them out of our hands and then tell our parents that we were trying to read naughty things in the library. And now it's backwards.
Wow.
They're trying to give the junior high kids the naughty books.
According to Commissioner Wright, quote, they're wanting 13-year-olds to come in their sleepwear to look at sexually explicit pictures together. He also noted snacks were going to be provided. They're luring kids with snacks. This is terrible. Hey, kid, want an Oreo? Come look at the naughty pictures. It's terrible.
It's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. Horrible. It's horrible. It's perverted.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, Commissioner Wright is a Republican, one of the few Republicans elected to office in Memphis. And by few, I mean one of the few. All right. He exposed all of this. And as soon as he did, this is pretty fascinating. He calls up the public library and basically said, what the hell's wrong with you people? I don't think he said that. But he was like, what's going on here? And that's when they pulled the plug.
Wow. It was that easy.
It was that simple. They had a meeting, and after the meeting, they pulled the plug, and boom, that's it.
Hmm.
Wow.
You would have thought, if there was nothing wrong with the event, Todd, why would you pull it from the calendar? Unless there was something wrong with the event, and they knew it.
Oh, they got caught. Here's what gets me. Just think about this, Ben. All right, let's just say that you're out on Beale Street, right? And you send a little Facebook message out or TikTok or Instagram or whatever you people use. And you're like, hey, show up at the corner of Beale Street and B.B. King Boulevard in your 90s, and I'm going to give you some kiddie porn. What do you think would happen at that point?
Please tell me this. This is hypothetical only.
Well, it's all hypothetical,
yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
You'd be arrested.
Thrown in jail.
This is
hopefully
terrible.
No, you would be thrown in jail.
So my question is, why aren't the police investigating this, right? I mean, this is wrong on so many levels and criminal on so many levels. This is literally the grooming of the children. And they were using Oreo cookies.
Yeah, leave the snacks out of the shenanigans.
That's
You're
right.
going to pull them in. Do it by just being honest with them. Kids, do you want to read and look at bad books?
Hey,
it's insane.
Hey, kid, want a bag of stuff? You know that's what they're doing. All right, we got to take a break. Do you have a problem with this? A public library inviting kids to dress up in pajamas and read naughty books after hours at the library. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And just a reminder that we are in the throes of pre-orders for my new book and really could use your help as we start the pre-order process. You know, we don't have the power of Fox News behind us, but we don't need it because we have a great loyal audience, and you guys are amazing. And we know that you're going to be able to get out there and help us spread the word about the new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Again, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You can go to our live show blog or our website, and you can sign up and get a copy of the book. Go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy your books, you're going to be able to order Twilight's Last Gleaming. And we're also going to be doing a big book tour next year during the spring, and it's going to be a lot of fun. One of the things we do is we actually schedule our book signings with our radio affiliates. So there's a good chance, a very good chance, we will be coming to your town, your community, for this big book event. So anyway, ToddStarnes.com, or just go to Amazon, wherever you get your books. Really excited because President Trump wrote the introduction to the book, and that really meant a lot. So we really appreciate the president's support. And we appreciate your support as well. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're also waiting for President Biden to speak. He's going to be commemorating 9/11 in Alaska. And no, I know that there was, I know nothing happened in Alaska on 9/11, but that's where he is. President decided that's where he felt he could be most useful. So we will be bringing you those comments when they come in. Also, 4 o'clock Eastern, I will be hosting Newsmax, which is going to be great, filling in for Chris Salcedo. And I think I'll be in today and tomorrow, and we'll have a lot of fun there. Rudy Giuliani is going to be a special guest. Also, Bernie Kerik, who was the former police commissioner during the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And it'll be great talking to both of them. By the way, our reporting is that Rudy was received like some sort of a conquering hero when he arrived in New York City. Police officers, firefighters, all cheering and celebrating as he showed up for the 9/11 events. By the way, a lot of people may not realize this, but Donald Trump was very, very active in the aftermath of 9/11. Here he is just the day after cut number 16.
Fine. I think we'll do fine. Donald, what do you think about all this? You're a developer. You've built buildings all your life.
Well, there's never been anything like this. It's disgraceful. And I hope we attack fast. I hope we find out who it is and go fast. Okay.
Thanks. Why'd you want to come down here today?
I have about 100 men working down here, so just to spur them on. Hi, folks. Hi, folks.
I have over 100 men
out, and I hear doing an amazing job, so I just want to give them some support.
Is the men from here in development?
Yeah, men from my company. We have another 100 coming in a little while.
And how long have they been down here?
They've been down here for about a day and a half.
What, have you talked to other developers? Are they donating their time, their men's work?
Well, I hope they are. I haven't really focused on that, but we have a lot of people coming down here and a lot of people down here now, and they're brave guys. A couple of them got hurt, but I'm just want to spur them on a little bit.
What did you think when you heard about this?
I was just down to Ground Zero. Ground Zero is a disaster. I've never seen anything like this. I hope we act very quickly. I hope we find out who did it and act accordingly.
Mr.
and quickly.
Do you have any plans to donate money to the Widows and Children's Fund for the fallen firefighters?
We've certainly been. I've done it over the years, and it certainly sounds like a good idea.
All right. So there you go. That was President Trump as he was literally walking right near the 9/11 terrorist attack site there in Lower Manhattan. And President Trump just sent hundreds of workers down to help out. And so anyway, a very good reminder of what Donald Trump did in New York City. You know, there are a lot of Trump haters out there, but the work that he did and the philanthropy, the amount of money that he donated to charities in New York City, nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about the fact that the skating rink, the beautiful skating rink, the Wolman skating rink in Central Park. And if you've been there over the past, I don't know, 20, 30 years, you've been to that skating rink, and it's really sort of a tradition. You go there in the wintertime, Christmas time, you go skating in Central Park. Well, a lot of people may not realize that skating rink was in great disrepair for decades. It was a hole. And the city spent millions and millions of dollars, and they never could finish building it. They could not get over the finish line. So Trump comes in and says, look, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to take care of it. I will pay for everything. And you just let me do it, and we'll get it done, and we'll get it done under budget. And we're going to get it done on time. And you know what happened? Sure enough, it came in under budget, and they finished the project ahead of schedule. And that's Donald Trump. And that's why so many people in this country understand that this is the guy that can actually get us across the finish line as a nation and restore American greatness. All right, we got to scoot out of here, folks. Again, it's been a lot of fun. ToddStarnes.com is our website. Go check it out. We have some great stories for you there. I will see you on TV 4 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Be good, America.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.